圣诞快乐，虽然是有一点晚了一点。
Merry Christmas, even though it's a few days ago.
今天的信息，我想基本我把分成两大部分。
So I'm going to divide my passage into two main parts.
第一章的第十八节到最后一节。
First chapter of verse 18 to the end of the chapter.
基本上我讲到圣诞节的神学意义。
So we're going to talk about the meaning of Christmas.
从第二章的第一节到第十二节。
From the first verse of chapter 2 to the 12th verse.
我们来看当时第一个圣诞节他们是怎么庆祝的。
So we'll come and see how they celebrate the first Christmas.
讲到圣诞节的时候，我想这跟我们中国人的新年是一样的。
When we talk about Christmas, it's similar to the way Chinese celebrate New Year.
我们所想到的是家庭的团圆。
So we think about a family reunion.
我们想到的是礼物。
We think about gifts.
对我女儿跟我儿子而言。
And to my son and daughter.
他们最开心的就是圣诞节的早上。
They look most forward to the morning of Christmas.
他们迫不及待地说 Where is my gift?
They say, where is my gift? 我的礼物在哪里？
所以当我们把礼物拿出来给他们的时候，他们说 Wow, this is a true Christmas.
So when we give them my gifts, they say, wow, this is a true Christmas.
当他们把礼物拆开了以后，
When they open their gifts,
他们看到他们所想要的，
They see what they want.
你知道他们接下来说什么吗？
You know what they say next?
Done.
圣
诞节结束了。
Christmas is over.
圣诞节就是那么几秒钟吗？
Is Christmas just those few seconds?
圣诞节只是那一份礼物吗？
Is Christmas just that set of gifts?
所以对我们很多人而言，可能我们来庆祝圣诞节的时候有不同的想法。
So there could be different meanings for all of us.
但是当我们思想说，耶稣基督为什么要来到这世上？
When we think about why did Jesus come to this world?
如果我们明白耶稣基督为什么来到这世上，当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，才知道它的意义是什么。
If we understand why Jesus came to this earth, then we'll understand the true meaning of Christmas.
所以我现在跟大家问大家一个问题。
So I ask everyone a question.
耶稣基督为什么来到这世上？
Why did Jesus come to this earth?
有任何人要回答这问题吗？
Does anybody want to answer this question?
有人讲到是 salvation.
Someone says salvation.
还有没有其他的答案？
Are there other answers?
Going once?
Going once.
Going twice?
Going twice.
This is your last chance to answer the question. 这是你最后一个机会来回答这个问题。神跟我们同在。
God be with us.
还有没有其他的答案？
Are there other answers?
Hope.希望 Peace 还有没有当然啦还有最重要的就是礼物嘛
Of course there's gifts
所以我想刚刚大家所回答的都是很好的答案
I think they're all good answers
圣经怎么跟我们说
What does the Bible tell us
耶稣基督要来拯救我们
Jesus wants to come and save us.
耶稣基督为什么要来拯救我们？
Why does Jesus want to come and save us?
在马太福音的第一章第一节。
In Matthew 1:1, chapter 1, verse 1.
它是这样子记载的。亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
为什么在第一章第一节是这样子记载，说是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是大卫的子孙呢？
Why does it say the son of David and son of Abraham?
这个我们就需要回顾很久很久以前，一直翻到从新约，一直翻到旧约。
So we need to go back a long, long time ago from New Testament to the Old Testament.
当人犯罪了以后，
when people have sinned.
当亚当夏娃在伊甸园违背了上帝。
When Adam and Eve betrayed God in the Garden of Eden.
所以呢，亚当夏娃被上帝赶离开了伊甸园。
And they were chased out of the Garden of Eden.
离开了伊甸园，也离开了上帝的面。
So when they left Eden, they also left God.
所以上帝还有没有与亚当夏娃同在呢？
So was God still with Adam and Eve?
神不再与人同在了。
At that point, God is no longer with men.
所以刚刚有位姐妹说，神与我们同在，这个答案是对的。
So when someone said God be with us, that is the correct answer.
但神怎么与我们同在呢？
But how is God to be with us?
是经过了耶稣基督的救赎。
Is to go through the salvation through Jesus Christ.
所带给我们的一个盼望。
To give us hope.
把我们从跟上帝的分离，再带回到上帝的面前。
So we do not have to be away from God any longer.
但上帝怎么做这件事情？
But how does God do this?
上帝是说，我看这两位长得很漂亮，所以我拯救他们吗？
Did God say, well, I see Adam and Eve as very beautiful, now I need to save them?
还是我看这几位长得很有智慧，所以我拣选他们？
Or do I see that they have a lot of wisdom?
还是看到坐在后面的那几位长得英俊潇洒？
Or do I see them being handsome?
所以我拯救他们。
So I save them.
假如说上帝要把这个失去的这个和谐重新再找回来，上帝怎么做这件事情？
If he were to bring this relationship back, then how is he going to do it?
所以上帝拣选了一个有信心的人。
So he chose a confident person.
这个人的名字就叫做亚伯拉罕。
And this person is called Abraham.
我相信我们对亚伯拉罕都有很多的认识。
I trust that everybody knows him well.
所以呢，我只简单的说一下。
So I'm just going to put it simply.
神和亚伯拉罕立了一个亚伯拉罕之约。
So God had a covenant with Abraham.
这个亚伯拉罕之约记载在旧约创世纪。
And this covenant is detailed in Genesis.
我们一起翻到创世纪的第22章第17到第18节。We turn to Genesis chapter 22,
verse 17.
We'll see how fast he can do. Not you. I'll read Chinese, then David will read English.
You will read Chinese, I'll read the English.
创世纪22章17、18节是这样子说的，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙，你子孙必得着仇敌的城门，并且地上万国必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 17 says,I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me.
神怎么使万国可以蒙福呢？
How does the Lord bring riches to these cities, nations?
在这第22章的第18节讲到，万国必因为你的后裔而蒙福。
It says in verse 18, and through your offspring, all your nations on earth will be blessed.
这后裔是谁呢？
Who is this offspring?
现在是你们的机会了，可以回答这个问题。这个后裔是谁？
Now is your chance. Who is this offspring?
大声一点，没有关系。
Louder, it's okay.
这后裔是指重生，还有没有其他的答案？指的耶稣。
Jesus。
其实保罗在加拉太书的第三章对这个做了一个很好的诠释。
Actually,
Galatian, Paul in Galatian.
Paul says in Galatians.
三章第十六节。
Chapter 3,
verse 16.
Verse 16.
保罗说。所应许的原是像亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，但神并不是说众子孙，指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙，指的是一个人，就是基督。
Paul says in Galatians that the offspring is Jesus Christ.
所以神要拯救人的时候，神有一个方法，这个方法是什么？就是透过了耶稣基督，把这救恩带给众人。
So what method does he go through to save his people? It is through this offspring, and this offspring is Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣是正确的答案。
So Christ, Jesus Christ is the correct answer.
这也是为什么在马太福音第一章第一节讲到说，耶稣基督的家谱是从亚伯拉罕的后裔开始。
And this is why it says in Matthew chapter 1:1 that this is from the son of David's son of Abraham.
因为万国要因着亚伯拉罕的这位后裔，也就是耶稣基督而蒙福。
And this is how the nations will be blessed through this descendant of Abraham, offspring of Abraham, Jesus Christ.
所以圣诞节当耶稣降临的时候，也就是神的应许要开始成就的时候。
And so when Jesus Christ was born, this is when this covenant was to be fulfilled, its promise.
所以我们都因为耶稣基督降生而蒙福。
And we are blessed because of the birth of Jesus Christ.
那为什么这里说耶稣基督是大卫的子孙呢？
Why does it say here that he is the son of David?
这里讲到大卫的子孙的时候，特别是讲到耶稣是大卫的后裔。
It says here very specifically that he is the descendant of David.
大卫是谁？
Who is David?
当然这也是大卫了。
Of course I'm David too.
但是我们所讲的这个 specific David, 这个特别的大卫。
But when we talk about this special David,
是讲到以色列这一个民族里头一个荣耀的君王。
We are talking about the King David
of Israel.
Israel.
所以呢，大卫是神所拣选的，是以色列的君王。
David is chosen by God to be the king of Israel.
那大卫的子孙呢，是不是就有皇家的血统？
And so the descendants of David will have royal lineage.
所以耶稣基督降世来到这世上，他是一个什么样的身份来到这世上呢？
So when Jesus comes to this earth, what kind of bloodline does he have?
当然，他是一个君王的身份来到这世上，因为他是大卫的子孙。
And because he is the descendant of David, he comes with royal identity.
所以耶稣基督来，虽然他是生在马槽的里头。
And so even though Jesus was born in the manger,
但是他却是一个君王。
But he is a king.
所以我们要知道，神拣选要把这福从亚伯拉罕赐给万国的时候，
And so when the Lord wants to give this blessing from Abraham to his nations,
他是透过了耶稣基督，神在这里所指的这一位后裔。
He does this through his descendant Jesus Christ.
神所指的也是这一位后裔，也是大卫的子孙。
And this chosen offspring is also the descendant of David.
所以耶稣基督是有皇家的血统。
And so Jesus Christ is of a royal bloodline.
所以我们称耶稣基督是 King, 是 Lord.
So we proclaim him to be King and Lord.
这在圣经中，在他的家谱里头已经很明显地告诉了我们。
And we know this through the genealogy as described in the Bible.
所以耶稣基督的降生不是一个偶然的事件。
So it's not a coincidence that he was born on this earth.
耶稣基督降生是神奇妙的计划。
It is the Lord's amazing plan.
因为神要把这个拯救带给万国。
Because he wants to bring salvation to all of us.
所以我们现在就讲到第三点，这个神的计划的里头，除了要透过了亚伯拉罕，除了透过了大卫。
So we bring this brings us to the third point of my message. He brings us through Abraham and through David.
讲到耶稣基督要在哪里降生。
And we talk about where he is to be born.
Okay, 现在是你们的机会了。
Now's your chance.
耶稣基督在哪里降生？
Where was he born? Where was Jesus born?
你们刚刚有没有读圣经？
Didn't you just read the passage?
圣经上有没有讲到耶稣基督要在哪里降生呢？要在伯利恒。但是
Oh, he was to be born in Bethlehem.
但是耶稣基督的父母玛利亚跟着约瑟他们是哪里人呢？
But where are his parents Joseph and Mary from?
拿撒勒人。为什么拿撒勒人会到伯利恒去生呢？
Why does Nazareth go to people from Nazareth go to Bethlehem?
神在旧约的时代就已经先预言耶稣基督要在哪里降生。
God has already prophesied where Jesus was supposed to be born.
让我们翻到弥迦书。
Let's flip to Micah.
第五章第二节。
Chapter 5, verse 2.
这里预言到耶稣基督的降生。他说，伯利恒以法他，你在犹大诸城为小，将来必有一位从你那里出来，在以色列中为我做掌权的，他的根源从亘古从太初就有。
Says here Micah chapter 5 verse 2, But you Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times.
你知道弥迦在写弥迦书的时候距离耶稣的降生有多少年吗？
Do you know how long ago before the birth of Christ was this written?
有好几百年的时间。
Few hundred years.
所以在几百年之前，在耶稣基督还没有降生的时候，
So even before Jesus was born,
神就已经先预言耶稣基督要在哪里降生。
God has already said where he was supposed to be born.
但是更传奇的是，
But more amazingly,
耶稣基督的父母是拿撒勒人。
That Jesus' parents were from Nazareth.
他们住在加利利。
They lived in Galilee.
加利利到耶路撒冷还有很长的一段距离，到伯利恒还有很长的一段距离。
From Galilee to Bethlehem, there's a very long distance.
所以说耶稣基督是降生在伯利恒，几乎是一件不可能的事情。
So to say that Jesus will be born in Bethlehem is almost impossible.
除非神掌权。
Unless God was in control.
除非是神奇妙的计划。
Unless it's his amazing plan.
这件事情不会成就。
This thing would otherwise not happen.
但是当这件事情成就之后，
But when this has happened,
我们可以看到耶稣基督的降生绝对不是一件偶然的事情。
We can see that the birth of Christ was not a coincidence.
这是神的作为。
This is God's plan.
这是神奇妙拯救的计划。
This is his plan for salvation.
那所以耶稣基督的降生是不是就更具有更深的一层意义呢？
So doesn't the birth of Christ have a deeper meaning?
所以我们从神借着亚伯拉罕借着大卫跟神自己的宣告耶稣基督要在哪里的降生。
So through the promise to Abraham and David and where Jesus was to be born,
我们看到耶稣基督的降生是神的计划。
We can see that the birth of Christ was in God's plans.
既然神是神的计划，这个计划有什么意义呢？
So what meaning does this have if this is the God's plan?
现在我们要从耶稣基督这个名字来看神对耶稣基督的心意到底是什么。
So let's take a look at the meaning of the Jesus name to see what his plans are.
我想我们对这个名字对给孩子取名字都具有某种的盼望在里头。
We always have certain expectations and hope for our children when we give them names.
不论是你来自中国，
No matter if you're from China,
来自台湾，来自香港，
Or Taiwan or Hong Kong,
或者是你生长在美国，
Or you are born in the US,
我们在给孩子取名字的时候，我们都有很多的盼望在这个名字的里头。
When we give them names, we always have a lot of hope and expectations.
在生长在中国的人，可能他们取的名字就有什么卫东，就有什么红。
So in China, we have many meanings for our names.
They all understand.
Okay.
同样的，生长在台湾的时候，我们对于这个取名字也有对这个名字的本身也赋予了其中的一些意义。
In Taiwan also we have special meanings for the names we choose.
我住的地方，我住的这个隔壁，他们家里头生了六个女孩子。
My neighbor had gave birth to 6 daughters.
但是他实在是这对父母亲实在很盼望要有一个男孩子。
But these parents really hoped for a son.
所以第六个女生完了第六个女孩子的时候，他给这个女孩子取了个名字。
So when they gave birth to the 6th daughter, they gave her a name.
他称她为招娣。
They gave her the name 招娣。
That translate means that they want the next one to be a boy.
Okay.
Thank you. 所以你看到这名字的意义所代表的是什么吗？
So when we see the meaning, see these names, what meaning does it have?
在美国也是一样。
In America, it's the same.
当然，我们有的时候取名字比较简单一点，有的时候称它是 Mary 或者是 Michael.
But of course, sometimes it's a little simpler because we choose names like Mary or Michael.
假如你是 Catholic, 是天主教的背景。
If you come from a Catholic background,
你会用这些圣名。用这些圣徒的名字来做你的 middle name.
You will use names from the apostles or biblical names for your middle name.
同样的，希伯来人也是一样。
So same with Hebrews.
我们还记得在创世纪里头，雅各出生。创世纪的雅各叫 Jacob.
We remember in Genesis the birth of Jacob.
你知道雅各的意义翻成中文是什么意思吗？
Do you know what the meaning of Jacob is in Chinese?
它的意义叫做抓。
His name means to take, to grab.
假如说我给我的孩子取个名字叫抓，所以我每次叫他抓过来。
So if I give him the name take or take and come over here,
grab it.
所
以每次他听到这个名字的时候，他讲我是抓。
And he whenever he hears his name, he would.Say grab.
这个字就描述了这个人的 character.
So this name becomes a portrait of this person.
所以他的父母亲一叫他的时候，他心里头就想到，我出生的时候我是抓着的。
So when he was born and parents call him by that name, he would remember that he was grabbing onto something.
所以这个名字也同样的 reflect 就反映了这个父母亲对这孩子的一个描述。
So this name would reflect this description that his parents have for him.
耶稣的名字是什么意思？
What is the meaning of Jesus' name?
任何人吗？大声一点，有没有人要回答这个问题？耶和华是拯救。
God saves.
God saves. 在旧约圣经里头，与耶稣的名字有同样的意义，是哪一个名字？
In the Old Testament, there's another name that has the same meaning as Jesus. What is it?
我刚刚已经听到有人回答了。
I heard the answer.
Joshua.
Joshua.
所以耶稣的意义，这个名字的本身的意义，就是神是拯救。
So the meaning of Jesus, the literal meaning of it is God saves.
让我们翻回我们的马太福音。
So let's go back to Matthew's. Matthew.
我们要念第一章第二十一节。
Chapter 1, verse 21.
我们一起来念好吗？
Let's read together.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。所以耶稣的意义，这个善，耶稣所代表所要做的这件事情跟他的名字是一致的。
So what he is to do is the same as the meaning of his name.
把他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
To save his people from sin.
那你说我们有什么罪呢？
So you might ask, what sin do we have?
我们有没有罪？
Do we have sin?
我们需要拯救吗？
Do we need to be saved?
我想假如我们很诚实地面对自己、
I believe that if we are honest with ourselves,
我们用神的尺度做标准，
if we use, the standards of God,
我们就知道我们是一个不完全的人，
then we'll know we're not, we're imperfect.
所以我们每一个人都需要耶稣的拯救。
So we need salvation through Christ.
耶稣的这个耶稣降生还有第二层的意义。
There's a second meaning to Jesus' birth.
就是记载在第二十三节。
And is, described in 20:23.
说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
In verse 23 it says, the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel.Which means God with us.
还记得在伊甸园的时候，
So when there's in the, remember in manger.
当亚当夏娃，
Oh Eden, sorry.
当亚当夏娃还没有犯罪的时候，他们是在活在神的面前。
Adam and Eve are still perfect when, and they were with God.
所以神是与人同在的。
So God was with men.
但是当亚当夏娃犯罪之后。这个同在就已经不存在了。
But when Adam and Eve committed their sins, they are no longer with God.
所以耶稣基督要恢复人与神的同在。
So God, Jesus is to put men back with God.
怎么样来恢复人与神的同在呢？就是透过耶稣基督的拯救。
How are men to be with God again? Is through salvation through Jesus.
所以耶稣基督这个名字的意义是表示说神是拯救。
And this is why the meaning of Jesus is God saves.
神不单拯救人，神还要与人同在。
Not only does God want to save people, he wants to be with them.
那耶稣基督来在世上还有他的名字的第三层的意义是什么呢？
So when Jesus comes to earth, what is the third meaning?
这个问题记载在、第二章的第四节。
And this is detailed in chapter 2, verse 4.
第四节这样子问到，希律王说，他们就召集了祭司和民间的文士，他们说，基督当生在何处？
When King Herod had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born.
基督是耶稣的一个头衔。
The Christ is the title of Jesus.
因为基督本身是一个希腊文。
Because Jesus is Greek. Greek word.
The Greek word, yes. 它所代表的是君王。
It means king.
在希伯来文的里头描述这个基督它是用弥赛亚这个字。
In Hebrew, the word is Messiah.
是神的受膏者。
It's
the anointed one.
The anointed one.
所以耶稣基督来，我们刚刚讲他是大卫的后裔。
Jesus is the descendant of King David.
所以讲到耶稣基督皇家的血统。
And we talk about the royal bloodline.
所以耶稣是基督，他来是一个君王。
So Jesus is Christ, he is a king.
神的拯救，神赐下耶稣基督，神的独生子来拯救世人。
When Jesus comes to be people's salvation,
神要把人他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
God is going to save his people from sin.
神不但要把人从罪恶中拯救出来，神而且要与人同在。
Not only does God want to save his people from sin, he wants to be with them.
不但要与人同在， 而且要在神自己的国度里头由耶稣基督做我们的主，做我们的王。
And not only does he want to be with us, he wants to have his own nation where Jesus is king.
所以我们再回过头来看这个圣诞节的神学意义到底是什么。
So we come back to what is the meaning of Christmas.
耶稣基督的降生是神的计划。
Jesus' birth is God's plan.
是神应许的实现。
It's what he said were to happen.
是神透过了亚伯拉罕说万国要因你的后裔而蒙福。
And God said he will bless all nations through Jesus.
所以这个后裔的来到这世上成为我们的一个蒙福的确据。
So this offspring comes to us to be our
Assurance.
Thank you. 那耶稣基督的名字的意义代表的是
So the meaning of Jesus' name
代表的是神要把他百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
It represents God's plan to save people from sin.
不但拯救出来，神要与人同在。
Not only does he want to save the people, he wants to be with them.
这是圣诞节的意义。
This is the meaning of Christmas.
当我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们的思想是在哪一个层面呢？
When we celebrate Christmas, where are our thoughts?
我们是不是心中带着感恩，带着赞美，感谢神把他的儿子赐给我们呢？
Do we have thankfulness and praise for God's son?
因为我们能够真正的庆祝圣诞节，是因为耶稣基督成了我们的拯救。
We can celebrate Christmas because Jesus is our salvation.
所以我盼望今天我们走出去之后，我们下一次再过圣诞节，我们的眼光所注视的不再只是一个礼物。
So when next time we celebrate Christmas, I hope that we are not just thinking of gifts.
但是礼物是很重要的。
But gifts are very important.
因为礼物，你可以借着这个礼物，把耶稣基督的爱，把耶稣基督的拯救带给你周遭的人。
Because we can take our gift and give it to others.Through Jesus.
To share the love from Jesus. 因为圣诞节是神把他的儿子给了我们。
Because in Christmas, on Christmas, God gave us his only son.
所以当我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们也学习成为一个给予的人。
And so on Christmas, we also learn how to give to others.
因为神的给予是神的爱的一个彰显。
Because what God gives us is love.
这是一个很难学的功课。
This is a hard lesson to learn.
但是当我们明白圣诞节真正的意义的时候，
But when we understand the true meaning of Christmas,
我们就知道我们要怎么给出去。
We will learn how to give.
在我的家庭里头，
In my family,
我每年圣诞节我们都有给孩子礼物。
We give gifts to our children every year.
但是我真正盼望我的孩子们。
But what I really hope for,
我们能够把我们的礼物给出去，给那些更有需要的人。
That we give to more needy people.
所以每一年的圣诞节，我也跟着我的儿子跟我女儿说。
And so every Christmas, I also tell my children.
我们可以做 Secret Santa.
We can do Secret Santa.
让我们把基督的爱所给我们的爱，我们所拥有的这一份礼物，我们拿去给那真正有需要的。
Then we can take.God's gift, Jesus' love, and give it to others.
因为这是圣诞节真正的意义。
Because this is the true meaning of Christmas.
难道在我们当中，我们还缺有什么不足的部分吗？
Is there anything that we really need?
其实上帝给我们的恩典是丰丰富富的。
Actually, what God gave us is plentiful.
我相信我们每一个人都有一个美好的家庭。
I believe we all have a loving family.
我们看到这几位在这里，我们就想到这个家庭是一个蒙神祝福的家庭。
When we see our families, we see how blessed we are.
所以当我们想到是一个蒙神祝福的家庭的时候，我们的心里头会不会献上感恩跟赞美呢？
So when we know that we are blessed, do we give praise and are we thankful?
我们会不会愿意把我们所拥有神祝福我们的拿出去跟别人一起分享呢？
Are we willing to give?What God has given us to share with others.
让我们从小就让我们在孩子还小的时候，我们就教养，就如此的教导他们。
We should guide our children and teach them this.
能够学习跟人分享。
And learn to share this love with others.
但是在第一个圣诞节的时候
But on the first Christmas,
在我们所念的第马太福音第二章
in Matthew's chapter 2,
我们看到有几个人在这里过第一个圣诞节。
We see how they celebrate the first Christmas.
第一个我们看到在这里过第一个圣诞节的人有谁呢？有希律王。
Who celebrates the first Christmas? There's King Herod.
让我来念第二章的第一节。
Let me read chapter 2, verse 1.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷，说：“那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见了他的心，特来敬拜他。”
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw a star in the east and have come to worship him."
希律王听见了，就心里不安，耶路撒冷合成的百姓也都不安。他们就召集了祭司和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”
When King Herod heard this, and he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him, and when he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born.
所以我们看到有希律王，有祭司，有文士。
So we see King Herod, the chief priests and teachers of the law.
还有当时的以色列人。
And all of Jerusalem.
这些人有没有遇见耶稣？
Have they seen Jesus?
这些人有没有遇见耶稣？
Have they met Jesus?
没有。他们为什么没有遇见耶稣呢？
Why haven't they met him?
希律王有没有听到耶稣降生的事情？
Did King Herod hear about the birth of Christ?
当他听到耶稣降生的事情，他心里头的反应是什么？
What was his reaction when he heard this news?
他心里头感觉到非常的不安。
He was very disturbed.
因为有个犹太人的，有一个犹太人名叫耶稣的，要来做王。
Because there's a Jewish man named Jesus who wants to become king.
所以要跟他来争这个天下。
And so he has come to take his throne away.
所以他心里头感到非常的不安。
So he was very disturbed.
那他要怎么做？
So what is he going to do?
他要把耶稣给除掉。
He wants to get rid of Jesus.
所以圣诞节，所以耶稣的降生对希律王有没有真正的意义呢？
So does the birth of Christ really have true meaning for King Herod? Or any meaning?
没有任何的意义。
No meaning at all.
纵使他听见了。那耶稣的降生对于当时的文士和有和祭司、祭司长等，对他们有没有任何的意义呢？
Does birth of Jesus have any meaning for the priests and teachers?
他们有没有接受耶稣到他们的心里头去呢？他们有没有热情的款待耶稣到他们的家里头呢？
Did they happily accept Jesus? Did they welcome him into their homes?
当文祭司长、文士还有百姓听到耶稣降生的事情，他们的态度是什么呢？
What was their reaction when the priests and the teachers and all of Jerusalem heard this news?
有的人感到不安，有的人是 doesn't care.
Some were disturbed, some didn't care.
难道他们不知道神给以色列人的应许吗？
Did they not know God's covenant, promise to Israel?
尤其是文士跟祭司长。
Especially the priests and teachers.
难道他们不了解圣经吗？
Did they not understand the Bible?
那为什么他们没有接受耶稣基督呢？
So why did not they not accept Jesus?
希律王没有心，文士祭司长不 care.
So King Herod didn't have the heart, and the priests and teachers did not care.
这都是一个心的问题。
This is all the problems in the heart.
这不是一个仪式的问题。
This is not a traditional problem of tradition.
这也不是一个知识的问题。
And this is not a problem of selfishness.
这是一个 heart 问题。
This is a problem of the heart.
那谁真正的庆祝了第一个圣诞节呢？
Who really celebrated the first Christmas?
谁真正的庆祝了第一个圣诞节？
Who really celebrated the first Christmas?
凡是有心的人
whoever had the heart.
波士门有没有庆祝到圣诞节？
Did the Magi celebrate Christmas?
他们带着礼物来朝见了这位君王。
They brought gifts to meet this king.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
还有朋友们，
and friends,
当我们在庆祝圣诞节的时候，我们要问自己， Where is my heart?
When we celebrate Christmas, we have to ask ourselves, Where is our heart?
我们是因为耶稣基督的缘故，我们在庆祝这一天吗？
We celebrate because of Jesus.
我们是因为真正的明白耶稣基督的降生的意义，我们在庆祝圣诞节吗？
Do we really understand the meaning of Christmas and celebrating Christmas?
但是我还要问你，假如说你还没有接受耶稣基督成为你个人救主的时候，
And I ask you, if you haven't accepted Jesus as your Savior,
今天就是你的机会。
Today is your day.
因为上帝要给的这份礼物，他是要给每一位愿意接受的。
Because God wants to give this gift to everyone who accepts him.
上帝不是说只把这份礼物给上帝的好朋友。
God doesn't give, just give this gift to his friends.
什么是上帝的朋友呢？
Who is God's friends?
就是对上帝有信心愿意信靠的人。
And those are who have confidence in God and who believe in God.
礼物用完了就没有了。
Gifts, when we expend them, they no longer exist.
但是耶稣基督的这份礼物是我们一生的祝福。
But if we, the gift of Jesus Christ is a gift of a lifetime.
因为神借着这一份礼物要赦免我们的罪。
Because through this gift, God wants to save us from our sins.
神要借这份礼物让我们这群罪人能够跟神再度的和好。
God wants to save us from our sins, give us salvation so that we can be with him.
神要借着这份礼物让把那永生的福分赏赐给我们。
He wants to give us everlasting life.
因为这份福分将会持续到永恒。
Because this blessing will be everlasting.
超过了我们今世，也包含了来世。
It exceeds our present and goes into our future.
当有一天我们习了地上劳苦的时候，
When we have passed away,
我们这份礼物还是我们一生的祝福。
This gift will still be our blessing.
这是上帝要我们过圣诞节真正的意义。
This is the true meaning that God wants to show us for Christmas.
因为上帝把这一份最宝贵最宝贵的礼物赏赐给我们。
Because he gave us this precious, precious gift.
若是你愿意要，你就跟着上帝开口说，主，我愿意要这份礼物。
If you are willing, then you can say to God, I want to accept this gift.
当你接受这份礼物的时候，上帝的心也得到了满足。
If you can accept this gift, then he will be happy.
你自己的心也得到了平安。
And you will receive peace in your heart.
所以上帝要我们庆祝圣诞节真正的意义是在哪里呢？
So what is the true meaning of Christmas?
让我们翻到路加福音第二章第十四节。
Let's turn to
Luke
chapter 2
verse 14.
Luke chapter 2 verse 14.
翻到了，我们一起来念。我们先念英文。
Let's read this together, English first. Luke chapter 2 verse 14.
Glory
to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.
让我们一起用中文来念。在至高之处，荣耀归于神，在地上平安归他喜悦的人。这就是圣诞节真正的意义。
This is the true meaning of Christmas.
因为这是关乎万民的。
Because it has to do with all men.
上帝得到荣耀，人得到平安。
Glory, God receives glory and men receives peace.
愿神祝福他自己的话语。
Please, let God bless his word.